It needs a good man to repent. And here comes the catch. Only a bad person needs to repent. The worse you are, the more you need it, and the less you can do it.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McLellan, who just quoted a powerful section from C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity.
John, in the second section of the book, Lewis discusses critical questions, talking about penitence, raising the dilemma I mentioned. It needs a good man to repent, but only a bad person needs to repent. The worse you are, the more you need it, and the less you can do it.
Sounds like we'll never reach the starting line of this race, never mind the finishing line.
I like how Lewis described what repentance looks like. It's not something God demands of you before he will take you back. It's more like a description of what going back to him looks like. You don't need to reach a starting point to start this race. You just start where you are by taking the first step. Remember the story of the prodigal son who cashed in his inheritance, left his family, wasted everything. Finally, broken and humiliated, he decided to return to his father. Despite the fact he had a speech prepared, his father saw him a long way off, ran to greet him, and instantly forgave him, before the son could even get the words out.
Because his actions spoke louder than words, revealing what was happening on the inside.
Humility and repentance were all wrapped up in the prodigal son's first step. And that's why the first step is always the toughest to take. There's something inside that bristles at the suggestion of bowing our knee to anyone. And that's why we know God is at work when someone is ready to say sorry to our Heavenly Father and start over by handing things over to Him.
Reason Why with Alec McLellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.